Podcast experts debate higher tobacco taxes and other efforts to reduce skyrocketing rates of tobacco consumption in China. Over 10 years ago, China became a party to the World Health Organization's Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, an international treaty intended to reduce tobacco-related diseases and deaths. The country's top legislature formally ratified the convention in August 2005, but implementation is stalled. Now experts are saying the country must redouble its efforts and explore higher taxation to reduce tobacco smoking. Yang Gonghuan, the former deputy director of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention and an advocate of tobacco control, said that measures on tobacco control remain weak. In 2012, Beijing issued a document setting targets for tobacco control for the following 3 years, including drafting a national law on tobacco control to reduce the youth smoking rate from 11.5% in 2010 to 8.5% by 2015, and cutting the adult smoking rate to less than 25%. Yang said almost no progress has been made in 2 years. Hu Dewei, a health economics professor at the University of California, Berkeley, said increasing tax rates and prices are the most effective measures in tobacco control and come with the lowest administrative costs. Hu estimated that raising the cost of each pack of cigarettes by 1 yuan would spur 4.1 million people to quit smoking and add 85.4 billion yuan to government coffers. Some 128 billion packs of cigarettes are sold every year in the country, and the tax ratio per pack is low. In China, some 67% of the cost of a pack of cigarettes is tax, while the figure in developed countries is 200%. During this year's meeting at the top legislature in March, the Minister of Finance, Luo Jiwei, said the consumption tax can be levied on both production and wholesale stages of the industry. His statement was interpreted as a signal that changes were on the way. Meanwhile, a tax administration official said the current economic situation provides a good opportunity for raising taxes, and efforts by tobacco control advocates have begun to influence policymakers. For Taishin Online, this is Diana Bates.